All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a way back Wednesday in the neighborhood. Nick is here, Barry's here, I'm here. Well, right off the top, we're just going to set it for you, and hopefully that it will stick with you for the entire three-hour show. That is Way Back Wednesday today, songs pre-2008. Oh, yeah, there's more. We had to pick songs with a title that starts with either the first letter of our first name or the first letter of our last name and go from there. I've seen your list, Barry.
Nailed it.
There is one list that I have yet to see.
Of course.
Have you seen it?
Of course not.
I've got five songs.
Now, who would that be?
I'm not completely behind. I've got five songs.
Can't hear.
We're good.
You We're good. Have them or Siri has them?
Five songs.
Did Siri put them up or did you?
You have five songs?
I'm Googling.
He's Googling.
You had 24 hours. You have five songs. You're a sad man.
Don't act like you've never waited to the last minute to submit your list. And hurry up and get your headphones on so we can you hear now?
Sorry. It's not my fault y'all started the show too fast.
Jeez.
I mean, gosh.
Too fast. It was 101, sir. You were late. You were tardy.
I was dead on.
Nick's one of those guys that 24 hours in a day is not enough. So he extends
He's a busy man.
He extends it to get his list in.
Well, I like my list, though.
You like it?
I do.
Good. You should like it.
You made it. The bots are going to love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not complete, but yeah, I like the five songs that I've chosen so far.
Yeah. So we got a good topic, I think, today.
I think we did.
Had some fun with it. I realized my worst fear last night. I am living the worst fear of my life. Well, I'm not living it, but I lived it. I was working in the yard. Mm-hmm. Don't yell. This is not about yard work, Nick. I'm working in the yard. We're trying to get the house ready. So
to sell
her? No, oh. I kind of wish.
No, you don't.
Her brother is having a baby. And they're in Arkansas.
Is he big?
Well, he's not having the baby. Okay. His wife is. Damn it, Joel.
Well, you walked right into that one.
Yeah, you're right. That would be a miracle, though, if he was.
Pretty much would
be. Badass.
You'd cash in on a lot of different endorsements. I can tell you that. Breastfeeding would be interesting.
I'd be like, hey, will you come to our show? That'd be pretty badass.
It'd be awesome.
So him and his wife are having a baby, and it's their first child. So, long story short, we're having the baby shower at our house in like 2 or 3 weeks. And okay. So, of course, the wife is like, this place has to be immaculate. It has to look like $1 million. And so, more than normal, I've been out in the yard doing the yard work. And we have a circle drive and I'm replanting a bunch of stuff in the circle to make it look better.
Yeah, that's where most of the circle drive?
I wish. Okay. But that's where most of the people are going to see. They're going to be parked there. They're going to see that. Mm-hmm. So, I got to make it nice. That's fine. So, I'm out there planting plants and I swallowed the biggest bug. I almost threw up. Like, I'm gagging. I'm dry heaving this bug, and it's caught in my throat.
Is it still moving?
A little.
Ugh.
And it's caught in my throat, and I'm just going, ha, ha, and I'm coughing. And you ever cough so much that you vomited or you just dry heaved?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm doing that all over the yard. I'm almost running. And I have no idea why I'm moving around. That's going to help at all. But I'm just going, ha! And I'm almost, and my wife is just dying laughing at me. And I'm like, this is one of my worst fears is come. I'm eating a bug right now. And that's so disgusting. But I was just, I don't know how.
But you survived.
So you don't know what it looks like or.
You don't know what type of bug?
It went all the way down?
No idea. Oh, yeah. I almost said something you would have made.
What if it's a mosquito that's carrying something?
Well, then I guess I have West Nile and I'm going to die now.
It's over.
I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. I mean, that was
like
the exact words
we even got going.
But I was just like, this is what is my life at? Where am I at right now in my life? I just ate a bug. And I realized, like, I had a buddy when I worked in IT, Tom, and he served in the military, and I think he was a Marine. But he said that they would do training exercises where they would be gone for days and weeks at a time in the jungle or in other places. And so they would eat bugs. They would just eat random things. And I'm like,
that's disgusting. What are you, with Bear Grylls or whatever? That show that they used to do, yeah, where they forced them to eat crazy stuff?
Or drink elephant urine,
yeah,
out of elephant, or water out of elephant poop?
Yeah, it's just Mountain Dew.
Oh, God.
Without the fizz.
He was gross enough where I was like, I don't believe you. I was like, I don't believe that you would actually just eat nasty bugs. And we used to do like, we used to roll out networks, right? So we would be at a company late at night and no one would be there. And we were talking about this as we were working. So I was like, I don't believe you would eat a bug. And he goes, no, I totally would. I used to do it all the time. I was like, let's go outside and grab a bug and then you eat it. He was like, okay. And we went outside and this son of a, he ate a bug. I was just like, dude, that's the nastiest.
Like what kind of bug?
I don't know. He just grabbed what the first bug he saw.
That stuff doesn't really ain't bother it. Me. Now,
what?
Now, a bigger one that would crunch and stuff. But
no,
if
he crunched
just, like,
it. The one I ate was not crunchy. It was just...
Thank God for that.
Oh, my. Well, I didn't have a chance. It went right past the teeth. It bypassed all the chompers. It was just like, let me get in that belly. And, yeah. It
just
was,
a blue angel looking for the speed tunnel.
And then, yeah. And my wife, she was like, do you want some water? So I was like, yeah. I just ate a bug. I need my stomach pumped right now. It's disgusting. I don't know. I almost threw up like 7 times. And then thinking about it that night, I almost threw up. I was just like, oh, there's a bug in my stomach right now. Oh, God. It's horrible. I felt much better after I pooped this morning. I was like, it's got to be out now. So that's good. I'm in the clear. So that was my night.
Did you see any remnants in your poop?
No, I would have been gross though if I'd have pooped and something flew out.
That's so nasty.
Something flew out.
That is like he so survived. Nasty.
Like a bug of corn. He survives.
Why does the weirdest stuff happen to you?
I don't know. I have no idea. Isn't that disgusting though?
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
And it wasn't like a tiny little like gnat.
Like a lot of guys that do like bike long distances, they yeah. get that.
Oh,
I just doing the lawn and coming in hot.
I was breathing heavy. I was tired because I planted like 12 big plants, right? And I was just, I was like, ah! I didn't even see it. Like, oh, it was the worst, man. It was so disgusting.
I have this visual now.
Now I'm going to have to wear a bandana over my
imitating
mouth.
Imitating the producer yelling the way you always yell hot and then swallowing it like, hot!
Oh, God. It was so bad. So,
that's
so
karma,
bad.
Man.
For what? What did I do
to
deserve that? And I don't feel like I deserve... I don't feel like making fun of us going hot off air deserves swallowing some nasty-ass bug.
Protein,
I
just don't, man. It's just protein. You're going to be fine.
No. That's
come on.
Gross.
Everybody says that. Even Bear Grylls says it's protein.
I would have much rather eaten... added some chicken to the salad or something. I don't need to eat some nasty ass bug, and it was like hanging on. It wouldn't just like get in my belly. It was like, I'm not going down without a fight, and it literally just sat there. Oh, it was so gross.
I think that's
it's making
worst
me
part
nauseous right now, like just thinking about that.
Like I think that's the worst part of it. You can just digest, I mean, get it down the esophagus quickly.
Yeah, you have to be careful. You'll end up in a drop. I've caught myself like 6 times already.
But if you can feel it moving around.
Yeah, it was gross.
It's like the umpire that pulled the moth out of his ear.
What?
This year? Yeah. I forget which game it was. Major League game.
One flew in it?
It flew in his ear, and they stopped the game, and the trainer is like trying to look at it, and all of a sudden he just kind of pauses. The trainer goes, wait, wait. And he goes and like digs in there and pulls out.
Oh, no.
Pretty good size, like a moth or something.
I told you all the story about the time I got stung on the tongue by a bee, right?
Oh, yes.
Have I told you that story?
Yes.
I think you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fine. I won't tell it
again.
I won't tell it again. We'll wait. We'll save it. I don't want to be repeating all my stories.
Did you omit your song from yesterday?
Yes, on purpose.
Why?
Because it would be really hard to find a clean version.
Oh.
He curses about 3 seconds in, and then, I mean, the song is called Bitch Better Have My Money. There's not a lot of clean verses.
Do the instrumental.
Yeah. That's true.
I can just let this play for a while.
If you like this,
I do.
Nora loves this song. It's a great chick song.
Well, thanks. Hopefully I get the chick vote today then. Hey! Tell you what, we're just getting started. 713-780-3776, HR and P listener line. You can call, you can text, you can also reach us via Twitter where it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at Barry is funny. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about my good people over at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff have been doing a fantastic job for me, and they can do so for you too. I switched a little over a year ago. I can't tell you how much money I have saved over the summer months on air conditioning, but I can tell you it's in the hundreds of dollars. They have been fantastic for me. They can do the same thing for you. And unlike the big companies that just want your business and don't want to put the personal attention into it, when you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or log on to infuseenergy.com, they're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, and it's going to be from a human being, not an automated system. They're going to ask when you use your energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for a business? Is it for your family? And they go from there so that they can find the best possible rate and plan for you and your usage. It's really simple because they care. And you talk to someone who is focused on you, not your business alone. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. It's 100% green energy at your fingertips. And it's just like a trusted friend. They're never going to be dishonest or try and screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. In the rare instance that there's a competitor that has a better rate and deal for you, they're going to tell you about that. Because even if they don't get your business right now, they think they can get your business long-term by just being an honest, quality friend you can trust. That's the way they build high-value relationships. And that's something that you should really take to heart when you make a decision on an energy company. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and they go from there. It's simply just a great local company that has your best interest at heart when looking at energy. Check them out. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
Big Pippin, baby.
That's right. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. Back on The Usual Suspects on a Wayback Wednesday. If you missed it again, the theme, pre-2008 songs that start with either the first letter of our first name or our last name. I have hour number one. I assume Barry has hour number two, because I assume that Siri won't be ready until hour number three.
Yeah, I got hour three. For sure.
Do you have the bots?
It's like, yeah.
Are the bots already ready to vote?
I mean, a couple of them. I mean, I looked naturally for a couple of Houston songs without having to ask Siri.
Are the bots ready to vote?
Hey, look, you won last. Was it you who won, or was it Barry who
won
last week?
Yes, but I mean, nonetheless.
So was the bot voting for you last week, sir?
No, because he was DQ'd. Remember
that. Mm. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
DQ. That's what he likes about Texas.
I won last week. I whooped that ass.
Yeah,
but
you know what?
But rules are rules, and it was worth it to play Sneaky Snake.
Sneaky Snake. Ridiculous.
Totally worth it.
Ridiculous.
Have you done your picks for the week? Have you turned in your picks? I'll come back to you.
I have not. I'll
come back to Chokey McChoke.
Which picks
here.
Are we talking about here?
Your
AJ's.
Yes, the on-air host's pick pool thing.
No.
You know, the one I'm winning.
Yeah, I took Clippers minus 10.
Still undefeated.
Are you really winning?
Still undefeated.
Whatever.
I had one push.
I took Clippers minus 10 and Nuggets Lakers over 140.
Yeah, I had a push, but that's... So I'm basically like the Packers and the Browns, and which... A lot of similarities between those two franchises, Packers and Browns.
Bite your tongue.
Missing two games by a half a point, I'm tempted to just...
Quit?
Throw the towel in. And tell AJ I'm not submitting picks.
You get last. You have to buy everybody wings.
Exactly. I got my NCAA pick right, and then of course I had Minnesota. I jumped all over Minnesota as a pick 'em.
Yeah, you did.
I thought it wouldn't even be close. Boy, was I wrong! But they pushed. Right. So I'm 4-0-1 or something like that. Boy, you know who's keeping screwed. Track? Whatever. Yeah. Have you done your pick? You know what was weird is I was looking at through. I mean, Dallas kind of saved the week, but. When you look at favorites versus dogs, man, it was an underdog week last week in the NFL. A lot of points being scored. I was watching NFL Red Zone. They said through the early games, so this is none of the late games had started yet. Through the early games, 72 touchdowns.
Damn.
Which is a ridiculously high amount of scoring going on through the early games.
Yeah. Well, but you think about it, too. Think about games like A.J. Green when he had 3 touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah.
Mahomes and all the touchdowns he had. But, yeah, that's a crazy number.
Yeah, it really was. But, like, all the underdogs, like, it was an underdog week. Chiefs, Lions, Browns, Raiders, Bucks, Bengals, Jags, Dolphins, Colts all covered. And then, of course, Minnesota was slightly favored, I guess. What, 1.5 was what the line got to?
Yeah, it started as a pick 'em and it got to.
But
I think
that was a push. But yeah, I mean, the only favorites that won was the Cowboys, the Rams, Titans, Falcons, Bears, and Chargers. So that was a good week for the underdogs, which I'm still learning. You know, I'm still putting my system together. But like I said, I went in my NFL picks week one, I went 11-5. So I did real well week one. And then not so well week two, 7-8-1. So I'm looking to rebound.
Is that a trumpet or a trombone or a tuba in your hand as you blow your own horn?
It's more about, I was surprised when you start getting into this and wagering and looking at all that stuff, you start paying attention to it. Then you know why they call it the game within the game. Because now, instead of just watching football, I'm like, ooh, that line is 3. They need to score right here. I'm looking at it completely different. It's kind of like when you play fantasy. You look at football differently once you start playing.
No doubt.
Your allegiance to your team wanes just a little bit. Now, I don't know, maybe not yours.
In one case, no.
No?
It never wanes. I mean, my allegiance is never going to wane on the Packers.
If you had.
But I'd never bet on them.
No. But if you were, let's say you're in fantasy football Super Bowl championship game, okay?
I get old. It gets old, but I've been there too many times, yes.
Oh, was it a trumpeter?
Yeah.
Let's say championship game.
Yep.
You have Tom Brady as your starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this isn't technically accurate. But
he's playing the Packers.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other guy has Aaron Rodgers. $500 on the line. Who are you rooting for?
Aaron Rodgers. Second place ain't that bad.
You idiot.
Nah.
$500?
Yeah, but second place, you're still going to get at least three.
I would go to the game and boo Aaron Rodgers if I thought it would help me win
$500. My overall thought process would be, as long as the Packers win the game, then I'm going to root for Tom Brady to get his numbers, get his touchdowns.
Because if Tom Brady gets his numbers, the Patriots are winning.
That's not true.
I'm just saying this in a scenario. Whoever has the better game wins. So if Tom Brady has the better game.
If it isn't in the playoffs, then I'll look at the cash.
No. Because by the time you get to that point, which is why I said this scenario doesn't work, because they're not going to be in the playoffs.
It's still in the regular season and they're in different conferences.
But, well, actually, I think playoffs end week 16, don't they? I believe so.
That's what I'm saying. Fantasy playoffs do normally if they do it right.
So it's your Super Bowl. The quarterback with the better day wins both the game and the fantasy game. Who are you rooting for?
All right. So for the case of the for the sake of money,
you're still going
I'll take
Aaron
Brady.
Rodgers? Okay.
But I want the scenario where Brady gets his numbers, but the Packers win. Well, I'm sorry, that's my loyalty.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. I don't love the Texans.
You guys don't love a team like that.
You're
that's
right.
Okay.
I don't even know if the Oilers were still here that I would love them enough to root. I just give me that money. That's what I'm loyal to. $500 or whatever the pool would be. Damn all that.
I mean, if it was radio money, then I might make a move.
I mean, radio money is just absurd.
It's just crazy.
All this cash.
I heard Fred and AJ talking about that the other day.
What?
Radio guys making 6 figures and guys that need to do this to do that. And I'm like, God, must be nice to be y'all. Okay.
They just throw it out there, what they make on
there. They just throw everything out there. I was like,
I mean, I'm an open book, but I ain't telling people what I make, even if it's good.
I'm completely with you on
that. I mean, like,
Nick, on the other hand, spraying it out there, all of his bitches and everybody else. Like,
whoa.
Do you know what I mean?
Just hearing Joe go with all his bitches.
I know. I didn't say it like a true white guy.
Yeah, you did.
I was just some prep, minding my business.
I gotta dial you back in.
Nick's in there just like, I got to get this list. What bitches? What?
Yeah, I don't like throwing. I don't want to know how much you make, and I don't want people to know how much I make.
Right,
personally,
I'm with you.
That's the way I am. So, yeah. But Fred and AJ apparently they're more transparent than we are. So,
Well, they also are killing it compared to us, but yeah.
Yeah, true. So did you guys hear about this dude in Onalaska?
Onalaska?
It's called Onalaska.
Onalaska, Wisconsin?
No.
Oh.
Onalaska, Texas. It's right near Livingston.
Sure it is. Okay.
You haven't heard about this?
No.
No, it is near Livingston.
No, I'm saying I'll take your word for it because I didn't know.
He's saying he really doesn't know. He was being facetious.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nick.
So, this dude, where is the damn quote?
Nick, he's doing it again. He's previewing on the fly, and then he loses
No, I was looking for the quote because the superintendent of the Onalaska School District.
Oh, I sure did hear about this, but I sent Nick the audio from today's press conference. Did you hear
Watson
the rebuttal?
Took the high road.
No, Bill O'Brien didn't.
No, he didn't.
Woo! Lit him up today.
So here's what happened. If you haven't heard, the Onalaska ISD superintendent basically posts and says, you can't rely on black quarterbacks. The exact quote, I'm looking it up. Yeah, you can't count on a black quarterback. It was at the end of the game. And he said, that may have been the most inept quarterback decision I've seen in the NFL when you need a precision. Damn it, ad block. Come on, Chronicle. With the ads?
Be careful now, too, because if you've exhausted your articles clicked on, they're going to cut you out.
When you need a precision decision making, you can't count on a black quarterback, was his tweet. Then he said he didn't realize it was a public post. He said he deleted it when he realized it
was makes it okay.
A public post. So they asked him about it, and he said, I totally regret it. I wish it would have never happened. Yeah, but you know what? You're still racist then. That's a racist statement. Is this not true? Is that so? Because he was trying to say, well, statistically, if you look at it, that has nothing to do with it. Because people were tweeting at me like, maybe this dude's never heard of Warren Moon or Doug Williams or Dante Culpepper, Randall Cunningham, Mike Vick. I mean, there are plenty of quality black quarterbacks. Russell Wilson. Yeah. Well, he's light-skinned. But there are plenty.
Does it matter how dark he is?
Just messing with
you. I mean, seriously, we were just talking about him yesterday. Yes. It's like, and then El Jefe said to me after the show, he goes, if Russell Wilson was on the Jags, how would they do? I go, not only win one, they'd win multiple.
Probably. Not a far-fetched statement.
An idiot.
But he said, over the history of the NFL, they have had limited success. No, you dumbass. That's just not true. First of all, that may be true at the beginning, but you know why? It's because they weren't given a chance to play early on in the NFL. Say what you want, but the history of the NFL has shown you that people didn't believe that a black quarterback could play. You know why? Because they didn't think that they were smart enough. That's the truth.
That's the God's honest truth.
It is. It really is. They never thought that a black quarterback was smart enough to play the position. And then once they realized that was ignorant, they realized, oh, these guys can play. It has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has everything to do with their football acumen and everything else. It changed.
I'll take it a step further. When I was little, I loved Joe Gilliam. Joe Gilliam was one of the first black quarterbacks with the Steelers that actually came in and was like, whatever y'all think doesn't matter. And he went about his business. And that kind of paved the way, too, for Doug Williams. And then Doug Williams won a Super Bowl. And it's like, now you have to change your way of thinking. And all of you people that are so narrow-minded have to be open-minded to the fact that you are way off base. Yeah,
we have some audio of it?
Yeah, well, we got Bill O'Brien's audio today because, like you said, Deshaun Watson kind of took the high road after he was Alex Bregman a week ago on social media. He decided to take the high road.
Watson said, that's on him. May peace be with him. I worry about me, so I'm not worried about what he has to say.
Bill O'Brien had a little bit more to say.
You know, waste a lot of time responding to outdated, inaccurate, ignorant, idiotic statements. I'll just let Deshaun's proven success on the field, his character off the field, speak for itself. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever coached. You know, he represents everything that's right about football, about life. His teammates respect him. His coaching staff respects him.
That was a little subdued. I thought it was going to be worse. I'll be honest with you.
But still, he basically said, look, I just spent a minute and a half on this that I didn't even want to spend on this.
Yeah.
But this guy, you know, he is what he is. He's a freaking A-clown.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But I'm glad that Watson took the high road. His coach had his back. And you know, good, all the way around, handled very well and professionally.
And Bill O'Brien needs to practice not having meltdowns. So
yeah, that's true.
And good that's, point. That's a good very point. Good point.
And then I hear that
not
now
that it's his job.
I was going to get my haircut this morning. Shout out to J Ro at Current Cuts. But when I was going to get my haircut, I was listening to John and Lance, and they were saying that basically the On Alaska board, the ISD board, is now going to meet to decide whether this guy has a job. If this guy has a job, then the whole board should be fired.
Absolutely right.
You can't come out and do that in the position that you're in.
And
I'm
you have
sorry.
To know that you're never on your own time, especially in a public position like that, whether it's just you sitting at home on
Don't
your social
on
media or otherwise. Hey, that's all fair game. And if you felt good enough to make that statement, private or personal, and it was found out, pay the consequences.
Yep.
Absolutely. All right, we're just getting started. We're going to continue to roll on. If you guys want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line, you can call. You can text, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We got plenty to get to on the show. But if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, reach out, touch, and we'll go from there. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, y'all want to win something? Well, I know how you like to do it, and we like to give back, so why don't we give you a chance to win something right now? If you haven't heard, they got a little tennis tournament coming over to Rice University, the Invesco QQQ Tennis Series, and it's a pretty cool deal. You got Andy Roddick. Hopefully he brings his wife. John McEnroe, Jim Courier, James Blake. They're going to compete in a unique one-night tournament October the 5th at Rice University's Tudor Fieldhouse, where they play hoops. They're going to kind of reconstruct the fieldhouse to suit tennis. So it's an intimate setting, and it's a great event to see some of the legends of tennis. And if you win the tickets here, you're entered into the grand prize drawing to go to the VIP Houston Players Party, where there will be a full buffet, an open bar, question and answers with the players. You guys are all in charge of getting John McEnroe to sign something for me. So don't miss out on the timeless, unique event. You can get tickets if you just don't want to try your chances at winning, or if you don't win, go to Ticketmaster.com. where you can get tickets to the event. But we're going to do something here right now. We're going to give away two tickets to the event, and that'll not only give you those two tickets, but enter you into that chance to win the VIP package as well. We'll take caller number 17, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Caller 17, you will be a winner. Good luck.
Oh, correction.
Yeah. You played song, my song.
I played Barry's song.
I was like a pimp.
Notorious B.I.G. Big Papa is Joel's song.
Yes, sir. Okay. We'll crank that up right now.
God, it's such a good song. So good.
Take it right through the...
Love that beat.
Take it too.
Yeah. All right, couple things on Twitter. Tracy said, I wonder, does Barry have a video camera in his front yard so that we can see the bug eating dance? Yes, I do have a video camera in my front yard.
Oh, then we'll need footage.
In case one of you weirdos want to come try something.
We will need
footage. And no, I would never publish the me vomiting and gagging, running around.
He wouldn't, but if I was there, I definitely would have published it. Yeah.
Nick, get Nora on the phone. See if we can just get footage of the bug.
Mikey on Twitter said, Barry, worst offensive line of the three. Texans, Giants, Seahawks. If you had to choose, who are you going with?
I'm going to go Texans.
You're going to go Texans? Yes. I'm going to go Seahawks, just if you look at the volume of sacks they've given up over two games.
But you look at the teams they played.
True.
And you mentioned this yesterday.
True.
When you look at Denver and Von Miller, and you look at Chicago with all their good young pass rushers, including Mack, and you still have a guy like Dwayne Brown and some names on that line, I just think the Texans are just a makeshift.
Don't sleep on the Giants now that they've lost their center as well for the year. They're garbage as well.
But again, they got Nate Solder, so they got a guy that has...
There might
experience.
Be 90 sacks in this Texans-Giants game. There might be a new NFL record for sacks in a game. But honestly, I think you missed on the worst offensive line, the Cardinals. That is a garbage offensive line also. So
see, I think
you can
right
lump them
too.
In there with the Texans, Giants, and Seahawks. In fact, I would probably say that the Cardinals are probably the worst right now. But it's not by much.
I still think it's
not by much. I think that, you know, the it's the nuance of it. Like, the Texans have a good center. They have, you know what I mean? The Seahawks have a serviceable left tackle still in Dwayne Brown. Like you said, Nate Solder on the Giants. So, I mean, name me one Cardinal offensive lineman.
There's a reason why Phoenix isn't playing Josh Rosen. Because their line is so bad that you're not going to risk your franchise's future by putting him out there while they are just a sieve to try and stop defensive pass rush.
Yeah, it's bad.
So, yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The Cardinals need to be in there. I read an article this morning where the people that cover the Seahawks still don't think that their offensive line is as bad as people are making it out to be, and simply saying it's a combination of the talent that they think they have and the fact, like I said, the schedule. So
here's the Cardinals starting lineup, offensive line. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. This is as of this year, right now. DJ Humphreys, left tackle. Mike Iaputa, left guard.
Iaputa. From the Niners. There's a guy that with the Niners was very good.
He's not anymore.
He's on the downside.
Mason Cole is their center. Justin Pugh is their right guard. And Andre Smith is their right tackle. Like, Smith might be the best guy on that front five. And he's not that great. Iaputa's
still serviceable, and again, that's more than the Texans have. Give me the comparables that the Texans can match those guys with.
At least they have Nick Martin and Zach Fulton. Decent.
I like decent. Nick Martin, yeah.
Yeah, Nick Martin's not a bad center. He's probably average. Zach Fulton, probably average at right guard. Mm. So at least they've got two guys that fall within the average category. Mm. That doesn't make it great.
Right.
That doesn't make it good, but Rankin and Kelemete and Davenport, and obviously all those guys are garbage as well.
Xavier Sulafilas, no.
But I mean, like, honestly, like Martinez Rankin versus DJ Humphreys. That's your left tackles. It's your bad.
Quarterback protectors.
It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. So
that's crazy. I was going to say to you too, when Tracy brought that up about cameras,
mm-hmm.
I saw something this morning that was really crazy. Inside Edition went to San Francisco to, you know, the park where it's a real famous park where they have all the townhouses lined up, the old school townhouses. People take pictures of skyline and all that. It's the one of the top three most crime-ridden parks in the country because of the fact that people are doing smash and grabs. So Inside Edition goes, and they set up cameras inside the car, and they put GPS tracking devices in a purse on the front seat and in a boombox speaker in the back seat. And they literally catch a couple stealing both. And they go and they try and interview them. And the two of them take off separately. And they catch the guy first trying to get on the subway, and eventually he pulls the Vontae Davis and goes, "I got to call my mom." And she goes, "Yeah, get your mom on the phone because I'd like to talk to her too and tell her what you've been up to." He just drops the speaker and he takes off.
Wow.
So they pick up the speaker. So then they're like, "Okay, well, where'd the chick go?" So through the tracking device, they find out that she took the purse and she dumped it in a wastebasket at the top of the subway station. So they find that too. So they go back to the park and they put their stuff back in their rented SUV, and they go across the street to one of the townhouses because the guy says, "Hey, come here. I've got footage of them actually stealing it on the outside of your car." So as they're sitting in his living room looking at the footage, the guy goes, "Oh, look, here on my computer you can see it's actually filming right now. There are two people breaking into another car."
What?
They look out the window. It was their car. They lost, like, $31,000 in cameras and equipment because they shattered the back window of their SUV and took all that too, and they did not catch them.
Oh my gosh.
And then some people were saying, "Good, awesome. Serves them right." I was like,
for setting people up.
I don't know.
That's a little bit of karma.
Yeah, but that was crazy.
All right, a couple of folks also on Twitter, Riley and Tyler Miller and El Jefe.
Chief.
Yeah, all tweeting us about Jimmy Butler requesting a trade.
Yes.
And, you know, we'd love to talk basketball
Not allowed to talk basketball, gang.
Catching hell for talking basketball for a segment. So I know that the people want to hear it, but my goodness, apparently we're not allowed to in this town.
No.
Anyways, yeah, we'll talk a little Jimmy Butler trade in a little bit. A couple more tweets. Barry, I'm with Pac-Man Joel on this. I'll pick a Cowboys win over a fantasy championship unless they're already out of the playoff contention, which is usually the case. Yeah, that's probably true, Jesse. So there you go. I'll get to text in a minute. I haven't even pulled up the text line yet.
Okay. Well, we got plenty more to do in the show. So if there's something on your mind like basketball, look for another show. The show after us is available to talk basketball.
They would love to talk
at least two segments of basketball later tonight. But if it can't wait, you can get to us as well.
You're going to get in trouble.
You already started it. We've got plenty to get to.
I never said a show. I never pointed out who gave us hell for talking about basketball for one second.
Yeah. All right, so we've got more to go on the show, and again, you can always reach out and get to be a part of it.
I know why you picked this song, by the way. I have a theory. So this is obviously played at Wisconsin games, right?
The fourth quarter.
Is this why Nick plays it every show?
No, because I've never said a word to him about it.
So he didn't tell you, hey, play Jump Around because it makes
not even in the living room.
It makes my PP.
Nope.
Feel not, good never, because I love
not, I wish in I could say yes room, to that, the not in the room, living room or the barbershop. None of those times did I ever say that
okay.
to Nick.
I just that was my theory, but maybe
and
not.
Poor Nick, when it first got started in every segment, go, Nick, play this going into break. And he'd have 5 seconds.
That was the worst.
Yeah, none of that.
All right. Speaking of the locker room,
yes.
Hey, Vortex is Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. Check it out. They've got boxing. It's called Rumble. They call it the Rumble Ride and Refuel. The boxing classes are awesome. They're taught by Olympic boxer Charles Blackwell sometimes. And it's cool because you get to learn from an Olympian that actually knows boxing, but you get in shape at the same time. The spin classes are pretty awesome. They've got the only three-tiered spin room in the city, like by far. I think it might be the country. I need to validate that. 48 bikes total. There's nothing like it in Houston as far as the spin studio goes. They have a bunch of different options for you. I mentioned the locker rooms. Dude, the locker rooms are great because they put a lot of thought into the design. You know, a lot of times you go to a locker room and you have to pass all the dudes and them getting undressed and everything to maybe just use the restroom real quick and get back out there and work out. Not the case here. They flip that so it's not awkward when you have to just run in there real quick. And then the cool thing is every locker you can charge your phone. There's a USB charger in there, plenty of room to hang your shirts. So they put a lot of thought into their locker rooms, and it's luxurious but affordable at the same time, man. $25 classes for a spin or a rumble class, $40 for unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week, and a monthly unlimited ride or rumble membership for only $195. You can't beat it. It's outstanding. And guys, here's a little pro tip from your boy Barry. I was there last week. The scenery, top notch. And you're outnumbered like 4-1. So a lot of reasons to get out there, get in shape, enjoy what you're doing, get a good workout, and it's easy on the eyes while you're there. So check that out as well. And hey, look, the best part is when you go to box or do the spin classes, you don't need equipment. They have it all for you, from hand wraps to the shoes for the spin, for the bikes. It's all there for you if you need it. It's 1707 West Gray is where Vortex is located. It's right there, River Oaks, Midtown, next to the Panera Bread on West Gray. 1707 West Gray. Give them a call for more information on classes, 281-501-3094. Tell them Barry sent you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, hour number one, three-hour extravaganza. Barry is dancing and clapping as we speak. If you want to see that and be a part of it, the live stream is up and available on ESPN975.com. Also, you can reach us via text, via Twitter, or you can call the show, 713-780-3776.
We were talking about the On Alaska superintendent saying black quarterbacks, you can't count on them. Tongue Dart Chris brought up a point that we didn't even mention. Great point. Dude, Cam Newton won an MVP a couple years ago.
Another good one.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, you idiot.
You unemployed idiot.
Yeah. Soon to be unemployed, hopefully.
Before we get any further, too, I do want to tell you about the good people at Texas Can Academies. I've been telling you guys about this program for a long time because it's really, really neat, because it all stays right here in the Houston area. It's Houstonians making donations that help kids in the Houston area get their education. And it's a really simple process. You might have a car, a truck, a trailer, a boat, it's not working anymore. It's collecting rust and dust, or it is working and you just want to get rid of it, but you haven't gotten around to it. You don't want to pay for a tow truck. Well, you don't have to. All you do is you pick up the phone, you call 713-225-4226, or you log on to carsforkids.org. Tell them what you got. Tell them where you live. They do the rest. They come to you with that tow truck. They take it away. They do all the paperwork. You mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card, and you get a nice little tax deduction. And that's where the process really begins, because your donation is good to make sure that they can transform that into things that kids can use that can be a distraction if they don't have when they're trying to hit the books and get their degree. Things like meals, eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, just so they can get to school. All the things, if they can't get those things, those resources, it makes it really hard to focus on the books. But if they have all those things, they can focus, they can get through school, and they can make something of the rest of their lives. That's why it's a great program, because it all stays here in Houston. Anything donated in Houston stays right here. So again, I ask you, if you have been thinking about donating or you just want more information, give them a call, 713-225-4226, carsforkids.org. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
I finally opened the text line. So going back to me eating a bug. So somebody said, I wanted to thank you guys for giving me an excuse to laugh. I'm a Lyft driver, and you have no idea how hard it is to keep a straight face while listening to an old meth head tell somebody on the phone how her dude got high on some mystery drug last night and shoved their remote and her toothbrush up his bum.
Jeez.
That's great. He also said to Barry, she loved your bug. Well, he made it inappropriate, talking about something like my throat and the bug going deep into the throat.
How you were gagging on it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said she loved your bug story, but he made it sound sexual. Not nice. It wasn't sexual at all. I was not horny after eating a bug. All right, sir, but thanks for listening.
Yeah.
So I said, Barry, how often do you recommend fertilizing during the winter? Nick's head immediately drops. I recommend
Barry's
you fertilize.
Barry's got a podcast coming up that he's going to debut in about a month.
Fertilize in the fall. Do a fall fertilization.
Until then, take your green thumb and stick it right where the sun doesn't shine while we carry on with our show.
A fall fertilization, like mid-November, with a slow-release fertilizer, and you're good till spring. There you go. See, that was easy. Joel is really...
Get crap stuck, did you call it a slow fertilization?
No.
You got one
slow
stuck.
Release
you're
fertilizer.
You're constipated. I got Stop slow it. Fertilization.
See, you're just going to ruin this because you're...
I hope so. I damn well
Somebody
hope
said
so.
Joel is really starting to come out of his shell. He's sassy AF. And then now you've got to go back to
right there
those
doing
stupid
it again.
Poop jokes.
That's not stupid. Yes, you're talking about stupid gardening crap
stupid
again.
Poop. Did I bring
Nick?
It up, Joel? Joel. Am I the one that texted the show and asked a question
yeah,
about
the same
fertilizer?
Guy that sent the text yesterday about basketball. Now you're doing it with gardening talk again. You gotta get your crap straight.
No, I'm not texting the show. I can't help it. This is what the people want. I had a guy actually text me and thank me. He goes, bro, you might have saved my yard when you told me what weed
Shut
that Virginia
up.
Button weed.
Barry didn't save your yard.
I almost swore.
Guys, all
we
I
might
know
have
is...
to suspend your text reading duties.
I'm a hero, is what I'm saying.
I mean, the text
none
messages
of you,
and the
neither
tweets
one
a little
of
bit.
You dicks are going to thank me for my service. I'm a hero.
Excuse me, we prefer Richard. Thank
See,
you.
I mean, I'm over here. I'm doing the Lord's work, guys. I'm saving yards, one yard at a time.
For show purposes, we would prefer Richard's.
Would you? Well, you know me. I'm not going to take that route.
I dabble into the tweets a little bit. Yeah. Saw lots of NBA questions.
Did you? Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. That's what I was mentioning earlier. A lot of people were tweeting
we
us about
the people too.
About the Butler thing. But yeah. We're going to get to that. But somebody said, before we get to Chris's call on Bill O'Brien, which we will next, Chris, I promise. Somebody said, Ted Johnson was my next door neighbor. Y'all know he moved back to Boston for his kids.
Yeah.
Told me he was making six figures on his radio gig. Good for Ted.
It's not a shocker.
No.
That's where Rich Lord's money went.
Wow.
Yikes. Shots fired.
Oh, it's awful.
All right, let's go to Chris's call. He wants to talk Bill O'Brien before we hit this break. Chris, what's up?
Not much. How you guys doing today?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing good. I was just curious. I was listening to the radio this morning. I saw they put out that Bill O'Brien's got the highest odds of being fired first this season, even over Brown's head coach, who's 1-32. I was just curious what kind of payout he gets, and is he tanking to get cut and fired?
No, I don't think he's tanking. What was the first part about the payoff?
I don't know that.
I definitely he's not
he's
tanking.
He's not tanking because you know,
this is probably
he said
career.
He wants he thinks he's tanking on purpose so he can get fired for the payoff because he's going to get paid regardless is what I think he was trying to say.
You know
so
why you don't tank? Because you're not good enough as a head coach. Like if if Mike Tomlin, right? Pittsburgh right now is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And he, let's just assume for a second Mike Tomlin doesn't want to be there anymore because he's like, this organization is not what it used to be. I want no part of this. I want out. Maybe Mike Tomlin tanks to get out, and then he's immediately getting another head coaching job.
He's got a name, right.
Bill O'Brien isn't a good enough coach to tank and get another head coaching job.
Exactly.
He'll go back to being a coordinator somewhere at best.
Oh, Bear, you're maybe selling back Mississippi Valley State
short. Well, I was
going
to say, or maybe back to a head coaching job in college, but he's not getting another NFL coaching job. So, no, I don't think he's tanking. I don't remember the. I don't know what he asked on the first part about salary.
No, but you're right, because the thing is, when you think about it, his name isn't big enough or his reputation to warrant him wanting to tank, because someone will be like, well, why the hell would we want to bring this guy in? First of all, from an NFL perspective, no other team's going to want to hire this guy based on what he's doing right now and the fact that he just got a fresh new deal and a lot of people don't think he deserved it.
Yeah.
But also, as we talked about yesterday, the organization is not going to fire him in year one of a four-year extension simply because they don't want to be on the hook for free money like that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
very good point.
So we'll see what happens. But look, it's only week two of the regular season, too. I mean, they still have a chance. They haven't played a home game yet. But this is a big telling game this week because we know that the Giants have stunk, too. If you go 0-3 and you crap the bed against the Giants at home,
yo.
Now the statement's been truly made and solidified.
Well, I still feel like Buffalo is probably the worst team in the NFL by far. Cardinals aren't far behind right now. I mean, I think the Cardinals have scored 6 points in two games.
Yeah, they're awful. Bad.
But, you know, the Giants are in that class. But you go 0-3 and lose to the Giants? Sorry, Texans fan, but you're one of the worst teams in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no, I mean, you might be able to salvage the, you know, 6 wins on the year, but you start off 0-3 and you're done.
No question.
How boring is our job going to be between now and February if the Texans start off 0-3 and they're done? If they start off 0-3, I mean, we can make wagers. They're not making the playoffs.
Wager should be, do they finish dead last in the division? Because the Colts look like they have a heartbeat and Luck's back.
I was going to say, they're definitely finishing dead last in the division if they go 0-3. But they're definitely not making the playoffs. It's going to be boring around here because that's the same thing that happened last year. About halfway through the season, I was like, all right, they're obviously going to suck all year, so it's going to be boring.
We'll be on Ed Oliver watch the whole rest of the year.
Probably.
So, all right, we got hour number one in the books. We got 2 hours still to go, the big show. My 60 minutes of Way Back Wednesday is over. Barry will be up next, and Siri will take hour number three. If you want to put the poll up, Nick, I assume the poll's coming at some point.
He's doing it now. And yes, we will get to your Jimmy Butler questions. A lot of folks wanting to know our opinions on where Jimmy Butler's going to land. A lot of you fans of other teams not named the Rockets and fans of the Rockets curious about where Butler's going to land. And if you hadn't heard about the trade, we'll have that info as well after this. And the poll is up. Go to at ESPN975 on Twitter. And then Joel, myself, and Nick Wall retweeted as well, so you can vote.
There you go. Also want to tell you about the good folks at Infuse Energy. Been telling you about them for quite a while. Locally owned and operated energy company. I made the switch over a year ago. I'm telling you, people, I don't make this up. I don't speak for people that I don't believe in, and I believe in Infuse Energy. And why do I believe it? Because I look at my bill every month, and I know how much money they save me, especially in the dog days of summer when you know that you got to have that air conditioning on, the temperatures are going through the roof, and most cases, so are your bills. Not with Infuse Energy. They set you up with a plan that's tailor-made for you from the rate to the deal itself, and they make sure that they ask you questions along the way. There's no automated system like the big energy companies when they just want to get you on the dotted line and get you out of their hair. This is people that really sincerely care. So you call 844-INFUSE2, that's 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to InfuseEnergy.com. But if you call, you're going to get a human being. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to tailor make a program for you. They're going to tell you what works for you, what doesn't in terms of the programs. They're also going to tell you the other companies and the offers they have out there. They're 100% honest, which means in the rare case where competition can beat their prices and rates, they're going to tell you that too because they want to make sure that you can trust them 100% all the time. And you know that even if you don't do business with them right now, that you'll know down the road, you can go back to them, you can trust them, and they're going to take care of you because they're not going to be a jerk or try and screw you around to make a buck. They're going to be honest all the time, and that's all you can ask for in any company, especially an energy company. So check them out and mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $25 bill credit right off the top, and you can take it from there. They'll ask you about if it's for business or personal, when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. And then they'll start putting the blocks in place to build the foundation for a great program for you. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Infuse energy into your life.